what are some of the symptoms that you feel that you and your family have suffered since gas mining arrived in your area?
Well, I guess nosebleeds, burning and irritated eyes, skin rashes, headaches, coughs, dermatitis, and the doctor reported that my youngest grandchild should stay away from chemicals. We don't use any chemicals out here. And my second youngest grandson has had seizures of an unknown cause or diagnosis, really, but a large range. Certainly difficulty in breathing and coughing.
Why do you believe that proximity to coal seam gas extraction might be the culprit?
Well, I believe that because basically wherever this industry has been done over the world, these are the same symptoms that people have complained about. And it's interesting that none of these symptoms existed prior to coal seam gas ramping up out here. And now pretty much a large number of people who live in the area are affected in the same way.
How many people do you know of?
There's about 22, 24 families now that that have come forward. You must remember, though, that people will be very hesitant to come forward in this area because of the social, isolation or people that have come forward in the early stages were basically victimised. Their kids were victimised at school and by people who actually don't live anywhere near. Like, all of the schools in this region are nowhere near gas wells at this point in time, and people who do live near to them, when they've complained, they've been really quite badly victimised.
Can you tell us a little bit about the proximity between your property and the gas facility that's on your land or nearby your land? What's the situation?
We have absolutely no gas facilities on our property at all. We've locked the gate and kept it that way. Our nearest gas wells, though, probably range from about 2 kilometres. There's a pilot program done by Origin Energy, probably around 2 kilometres away. QGC, which is British Gas, they've done numerous gas wells in our area, and apparently we have in excess of 30 gas wells within a 10-kilometre radius. So compared to the people in the Tara Rural Residential Estates, we have quite a distance, and yet we're still affected. And we're also affected by our water bore, which leaks gas.
What evidence do you have that your well does leak gas?
We put up a little YouTube. We've no evidence from the government. The government says basically that it doesn't leak gas, but we put up a little YouTube of our water well igniting, or the gas in it, obviously, not the water. And we also then filmed the government departments out here, the LNG Enforcement Unit, which is sometimes called the Endorsement Unit, and the Gas Inspectorate out here testing for gas, which didn't burn, which they say is not flammable, clearly on camera. If anyone wants to have a look on YouTube, they say it's not flammable, and basically, yeah, I mean, it burns. I mean, what can I say? See for your own eyes. Come out and test it.
In terms of the illnesses and that you and some of the residents in Tara, you're saying, experience, has there been an investigation, or are you confident that the Department of Health's investigation will look into this? Because I understand that at this stage it's purely anecdotal, is it not?
Absolutely. I believe there's absolutely no testing has been done to date, despite what the company says, despite what the Queensland government says. I've heard of no one. I would have thought, I'm a very vocal person about this, I would have thought, and I've been to the doctor, and my grandchildren have been to the doctors, and my daughter-in-law has been to the doctors. I would have thought that if anyone was going to get a phone call to say, are you having difficulty, we're doing a survey or we're doing a study, We've heard nothing. I know that the AMA tell us, and that probably is in a planning stage, or it's probably in an academic stage or something, but I've never seen any person out here testing air quality, test or surveying anyone.
Dr. Christian Rowan referred to an investigation, but by Queensland Health. But you're saying you haven't been contacted by Queensland Health as part of that?
Absolutely not. An anthropologist, or however you say it, was out here the other day, and he was absolutely astounded by the fact that we had never been contacted by the government or Queensland Health or the company or basically anyone about our complaints.
Are you in a situation where you could leave the area? You could move your family if you have genuine concerns about their health?
Yes. If we walk away with nothing and just leave the property sitting where it sits, then like everyone out here, everyone has choices, don't they? I mean, you can walk away and people are living in the caravan park at Chinchilla because they can't afford the rent. And their choice is to live in the caravan park or move away to the city. So everyone has a choice, don't they? But how many people would move away from their property? We've chosen to stand and fight, and most of the time that seems like a good idea, but when our grandchildren, both of our grandchildren have been in hospital in Brisbane, or not both of them, we have seven grandchildren, but the two youngest have been in hospital in Brisbane, and at those times, I think, you know, you certainly think of that.
Brian Monk, thank you for speaking to us today.